Hello, it is Monday, January 30th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of family through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 18, 16 through 24, 1 Chronicles 27, 1 through 33, and Acts 17, 4 through 15. We're going to start today with Psalm 18, 16 through 24. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because He delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, and rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His rules were before me, and His statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before Him, and I kept myself from my guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His sight. 1 Chronicles 27, 1 through 33. This is the number of the people of Israel, the heads of fathers' houses, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all matters concerning the divisions that came and went month after month throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000. Joshabim, the son of Zabadiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month, and his division were 24,000. He was a descendant of Perez and was chief of all the commanders. He served for the first month. Dodai the Ahoite was in charge of the division of the second month, and his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the chief priest, and his division were 24,000. This is the Benaiah who was a mighty man of the 30 and in command of the 30. Amazabab, his son, was in charge of his division. Ashahel, the brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month, and his son Zebadi after him in his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamahuth the Izrahite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Akesh the Tekoite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Helez the Pilonite. On the sons of Ephraim in his division were 24,000. Eighth for the eighth month was Sabbakai, the Hushathite of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abazir of Anahoth, a Benjaminite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Maharai of Netophah of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. 11th for the 11th month was Benani of Pirathon of the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. 12th for the 12th month was Haldi the Netophahite of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel for the Reubenites, Eleazar, the son of Zechari, was chief officer. For the Simeonites, Shaphati, the son of Makkah, for Levi, Hashabai, the son of Kamul, for Aaron, Zadok, for Judah, Elihu one of David's brothers, for Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, for Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, for Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azareel, for the Ephraimites, Hoshi, the son of Azariah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah, for the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Ido, the son of Zechariah, for Benjamin, Jaziel, the son of Abner, for Dan, Azariel, the son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not count these below 20 years ago, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as many as the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Zerai, began to count, but did not finish. Yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered in the chronicles of King David. Over the king's treasuries was Azmaveth, the son of Adil, and over the treasuries in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers was Jonathan, the son of Uzai, and over those who did the work of the field for tilling the soil was Azrai, the son of Chelub, and over the vineyards was Shimei, the Ramathite. And over the produce of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi the Shipmite. Over the olive and sycamore trees in the Shaphelah was Baal-Hanan the Giddorite. And over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the herds that pastured in Sharon was Shatrai the Sharonite. Over the herds in the valleys was Shaphath, the son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obil, the Ishmaelite. And over the donkeys was Jedidai, the Maranathite. Over the flocks was Jaziz, the Hagarite. All these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor. Being a man of understanding and a scribe, he and Jahiel, the son of Hakamani, attended the king's sons. Athaphel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. Acts 17:4-15. And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews were jealous, and taking some wicked men from the table, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus." And the people and the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things. And when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now, these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them, therefore, believed, with not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was proclaimed by Paul and Silas also, they came there too, agitating and stirring up the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul off on his way to the sea, but Silas and Timothy remained there. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens, and after receiving a command from Silas and Timothy to come to him as soon as possible, they departed. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.